I was born on the 17th of January 1931 in the Bothy at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm told. And I've lived there, well, I did live there from then until the age of 24, except for 2 years when I was in national service. And I had a very, very happy childhood there. I came to be born there because my father got the job. When the it was called Avenue House in those days, not Stevens, and it was owned by Stevens, the man who invented the ink, and he built that as his estate, and when he died, he left it to the council. They appointed my father to set it up as a park for the public, and all the spaces and parks around Finchley, and he moved into the Bothy. I think in 28, I think. And he lived there, well, we all lived there, three sisters and my brother and myself, until my father retired, I think about 1957. Unfortunately, 6 months after he retired, he died. So he'd worked jolly hard all his life. Makes you think you've got to enjoy every day. Which I did while I was in the Bothy. It was wonderful, except in the winter, because the house then, being a concrete house, the only heating, my mother cooked on a range about that size with a small fire, a grate, about 10 inches by 10 inches, and she cooked meals for seven of us every day on that. There was no other heating, except later on we had paraffin stoves. And that's how we survived the winters. And some of them, they were pretty cold. Yeah, as a little boy, I was probably 4 or 5. And I had one of those little pedal cars. And I used to go all round the garden, which was big, as you know, in and out of the greenhouses. And I loved that. I was travelling around in my little pedal car. And the other thing I remember about the Bothy, right up until till I left, really, the fruit and the vegetables, which I still love to this day. I would go around raiding the apple trees, the pear trees. There was a damson tree, fig trees. And I would eat 5, 6, 7 apples a day as a little lad. Loved it. Pull a carrot out of the ground, wipe it with my hands, wash it under the garden tap, because there used to be a pond there, which isn't there anymore. Wash it under the garden tap and eat it raw.